And this is Job. Now, as I was reading this, and yes, I was thinking of myself too, and I was trying to put things in perspective, and maybe you do that, and I'm thinking, well, you know, I was thinking about people I've known in Kyrgyzstan. You'll forgive me for always going back. That's been my experience. And I think I know people who have been killed, family members been killed. They've gone through terrible, horrendous times, and yet they're praising the Lord. And I'm thinking to myself as I'm thinking of my own situation these last few months, I think, well, you know, losing a house is not like losing a life. You know, let's get a grip here, Vicki. Let's get a grip. But it's all relative to our situation, isn't it? We can't look at someone else and say, well, what you're going through is not like what I'm going through. So, you know, sorry. No, because it's relative to where we are, who we are with, what's going on in our particular world. And it's hard, isn't it? It is hard. Whether it's a skirmish at work or a death in a family, losing a job, losing a house, dealing with illness of a loved one, it's hard, isn't it? And Job went through that. In fact, here's Job. Let's just give ourselves a little background. He loves God with all his heart. I mean, there is no doubt about that. Which leads me just to say one more thing before I get into him. When something's going wrong in your life, and when you're going in a direction and you feel with all your heart, I am following this way, the Lord is leading me, as my mother and I did with our house. Lord, we love you. We're following you to Wales. Here we go. We're packing up boxes. Here we go. And boom, crash, bang, nightmare. We're back. And by the way, we are glad to be back. I do want you to know that. Seriously, before the Lord, we are. But, you know, questions can come to your mind. Well, did we get that wrong? Did we get out of God's will? You ever had those questions when things go wrong? Where did I go wrong? Is it possible that we didn't go wrong? Is that possible? How can we know? Let's find out. It's important to know that and be reminded of that and have that embedded in our thoughts as we go into a new year, because we don't know what this new year holds for us. So it's important to be able to gauge, am I walking in God's will or not, and what to do. Let's take a look at Job here. This is chapter 23. He's loving God so much, but death has come to his family. His wife is completely not understanding, the one person he really needs to help encourage him. His friends know better. And he's got terrible physical and emotional pain racking his body. And loving God as he does, this is what he says. Job spoke. My complaint today is still a bitter one. And I try hard not to groan aloud. Have we been there? I really don't understand you, God, on this, but good morning, everyone. Happy to see you. And we keep that inside because that's the Christian thing to do, isn't it? We don't want to let anybody know we're all upset, really. We have to smile. And yet, realness. We need to be real with one another, don't we? And by the way, so many of you here were praying for us deeply, and I was sharing real, and thank you so much for holding us up in prayer. That's so important. Even when you're not physically with someone, to know they're praying, that means so much, doesn't it? Which was added to Job's troubles. He needed to know people were there encouraging him and being with him. And they weren't. The friends weren't. His wife wasn't. I mean, talk about someone who really was alone. So he says, my complaint today is a bitter one. I try hard not to groan about it. And then he says something peculiar. If only I knew where to find God. Now, how peculiar is that for someone who's been walking so closely? You see, I suspect here Job was talking from a feeling of the heart. You see, you and I, we know where God is with us. He's here this morning. We know that, don't we? But sometimes, more than others, don't you just sense his presence? And sometimes when you're going through difficult times, don't you long to sense that presence? And you just don't. And it's like, God, where are you? Not like, I don't believe you exist anymore, but where are you? I need to feel you. I need a touch from you. And I suspect this is where Job was, going through what he was going through. He says, if only I knew where to find God, I would go to his throne and I'd talk with him there. You ever felt like that? Oh, God, if you just let me feel something of your presence, I just want to talk to you. He says that. He says, I would lay out my case. I would present my arguments. Yes, God, I would just tell you exactly, if you could just let me feel you, sense you, I want to tell you exactly what I'm feeling. And then Job says, after he says, I'll present my case, my arguments, and then he says, verse 5 of chapter 23, then I would listen to his reply. Oh, we sense something of Job's heart there, don't we? He's like, God, I know you're there somewhere. I can't sense you, but if I could just, feel your presence, I would tell you how I'm feeling, and I would listen to you. I would listen to you. What an attitude he has there. And I would understand what God says to me. Then Job says, would God merely argue with me in his greatness? No. He would give me a fair hearing. Well, that's a father we know, isn't it? He'd give me a fair hearing. Fair and honest people can reason with God. You know, if you know him, you're his child. Just tell him if you're mad, you're mad. If you're upset, you're upset. If you don't understand, you don't understand. And he, in his greatness and his perfect love and understanding, can say, you know, I got it. Gonna be all right, Beryl. I got it. You know, gonna be all right, Norman. I understand. I know you don't know the future, and you, it's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right, Betty. It's what he says to each one of us. We can be completely honest with him. And then he says, I love this. He says, I look to the east. He's not there. I think Job's just wanting something. You ever do that? I'll turn on the music. That'll make me feel close to God. I'll read in his word. That'll make me feel close to God. I'll go see a friend. That'll make me feel close to God. And just as Job, I go east. He's not there. I go west. Can't find him. I don't see him in the north. It's like he's hidden. I turn to the south. He is not there either. Boy, haven't we felt like that? Just, I long for something of it. Not there. It's like he's not there. And then this is the verse. He's so honest. Job's so honest with how he's feeling, down low, pleading. And then he says in verse 10, but he, God, he knows where I'm going. And when he's tested me like gold in a fire, he'll see that I'm innocent. In other words, he'll see my heart's for him. Interesting, he says, when he tests me like gold in a fire. And yet it tells us in the New Testament that God does not particularly sin testing. So what's going on there? Job is referring to the heart again. I believe this whole passage, he's talking about his heart. Although God has allowed Satan to, you go ahead and do what you want to my servant Job. He'll prove. See, God had such faith in Job. Now, Job doesn't know all this at this time. But I know my servant Job. He loves me so much, and he is going to shine. And Job might be getting a sense of that right here. He said, when I get through all of this, I don't know why I'm going through all of this, but when I get through, I think my father's going to be proud of me. I'm going to shine. I know it. And I'll be closer to him. And I may not understand his future ways. I may not understand what just happened. But I'm going to be there with him, wrapped in his joy, wrapped in his love, wrapped in his courage, wrapped in his peace, wrapped in his guidance. It's going to be okay. I'm going to be like gold when I get through this. When we're in the furnace, we don't feel like we're going to be much of anything, do we? When we're in the furnace, it's hot, it hurts, we don't want to be there. But when we come out of that furnace, wow, gold. You know, there's a verse in Samuel, 1 Samuel 16. It says, man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. Now, there's a real depth there, and I believe that's what Job was even talking about and sensing here. Not man looks on the outward appearance, as in physically. I mean, we obviously all do that. But man looks on the outward appearance and tries to bring understanding to our situations. Well, this must be happening because of this. Maybe we get with friends and we discuss it. I wonder if I'm going through this because of this. And there's nothing invalid about that, but ultimately only God knows. You see, man can reason in their hearts. They can look at the outward appearance of the situations. Maybe you should have done that. Maybe you shouldn't have done this. Maybe you should have said that. Maybe you shouldn't have said this. Maybe you should go to that person. Maybe don't stay away from that person. All these things that man can look at the outward appearance. But ultimately, God looks at the heart. He knows what is very best for Kim. And he knows, oh, Kim's going through this. Oh, it's a hard situation. But I'm going to give her all the courage she needs. I'm going to give her all the peace she needs. And I'm going to, because all things work together for good for my daughter, when she comes through this, she is going to be shining more like gold than she ever shined before. She's going to have a knowledge of that joy of God that she never had before. You see, going deeper and going higher. Only God can bring us through that point. Nothing else. No meditations, no other gods of this earth. No, nothing can bring us to the height and depth like living God, like the Holy Spirit moving within us, going through all of those hard situations, going through something as terrible as Job, and coming out bright as gold. Only God. Only God. And when we're going through those difficult things, how do we know ourselves? Have I gotten out of God's will? Is all this because I did something wrong? Is it okay? It's Proverbs 4:23. It says, examine your heart because it affects everything you do. So, getting personal again with me and my mom, it was suggested to us, do you think you got out of God's will? And it's like, oh, maybe we did. Maybe. But we both examined our heart, said, no. Lord, our heart was for you. We only took this step because our heart was for you. We did this knowing our heart was for you. I can share with all of you, not one time did we sidestep and think, well, he might not notice this, but we're going this way. He might just let me get away with this one. No. No, I can tell you, we didn't do that. And yet a nightmare came. A nightmare. Are we coming through? Yes. I hope we might shine a little bit like gold for you in the end. But I can tell you this for sure. We're both saying with all of our hearts, thank you, God. You are still God on the throne. You have been with us through this. You have proved again to be all the joy we need. You have proved yet again to be all the strength we need, to be our guidance, to be our courage. Yet again, he has proved it. And through as we come into 2019, there will be great times for all of us, wonderful times. There will be some difficult times for all of us. There may be a nightmare or two in our midst. But one thing we can know for sure, like Job, examine your heart. If you know it is for God, you just keep going in that direction. Lord, I'm going here till you do something. In our case, he did something. We're back. You just keep going. Lord, my heart's for you. And whatever is happening on the outside, whatever the situations, whatever the grief, the sorrow, the difficulty, whatever is happening, know this. When your heart is for God, he pours back in everything you need to get through anything at all. Isn't that something from the Lord God that we served? He is your everything to get you through anything. Wow. That is something else, isn't it? Whew, that is something else. And Job came through it in the end. He was perfectly all right. He got through all of that. My mom and I were perfectly all right. We've come through. And I have a feeling, as I was thinking about this, even in the week, I thought, there may be some of you, you've been through something this year. And I want to just give an opportunity. Would anyone like to give a testimony? Would you take a minute or two and share anything at all that God's brought you through this year? You don't have to, but anybody? All right. Yes, Norman?
I've come through now with some treatment from
a prostrate. Oh, yeah.
Brought me through it quite well.
Okay.
Very well indeed.
Good.
Yeah.
Brought through health thing. I'm sure there's been others brought you through health thing. Thank you, Norman.
Yeah.
And he'll be with you through 2019 as well. Yes. Anybody else? All right. Let me just pray a moment before I turn it back over to Sharon. Father, thank you so much for bringing each one of us through this year. And Father, we do praise you for the difficult times because you have been in it and life happens and there you are, knowing all about it. You've been with us in our yesterdays. You're here with us in this moment right now and you're in all of our tomorrows. And Father, collectively, corporately together, I know in our hearts we just want to say, Father, we give you every day of 2019 and we ask that you would help us to examine our hearts every day to make certain that we are walking in your ways, that our determination, our intention is for you, not against you. It is for you. And knowing our hearts are for you, Father, we know that whatever difficulties comes across our path, there you are in the midst. We thank you. You are giving us the courage we need, the guidance we need, the wisdom, the peace that passes all understanding. Thank you, Father. Thank you for everything that you are to us. And we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.